Right. So the next talk is FG USA presenting the latest developments for U-probes and K-probes. I think it was with the camera. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, hello. So yeah, my name is Jiří Olša. I work at Isovalent at Cisco, mostly working on Tetragon and Linux kernel. This presentation is basically to give an update about latest way how to attach kprobe programs. So that's the session attachment. So make like people more aware of it. And the other part is about the uprobes and about the effort to speed them up. So let's start with the session. So if you have kprobe program, you attach it to the kprobe, to the entry of some kernel function or to the exit. And what you can do, you can use like either the legacy interface or you can use the perflink or kprobe multi-interface. And you attach the kprobe BPF program to the entry or the exit. Now there is a session attachment where you actually have just a single program that is attached to the entry and to the exit. It's always this one program that is called at the entry and the exit. And there are actually some benefits that I will mention in the other side. But that's like the overview where the session attachment actually belongs to. So it's just another way how to attach to the kprobe program with some benefits. Before I get to them, it's the same, very similar on the uprobe side. So again, you have a kprobe program that you want to attach to the uprobe. You have a function you attach to the entry and to the exit. Again, you can use the legacy interface or a uprobe multi. You always have like separate BPF programs to attach. With the uprobe session, now you have just one program that attach to the entry and to the exit, same as for the kprobes. So what are the benefits? So there's just one program. That's sort of already a benefit. You have just one program, so maybe less duplicated code and just one file descriptor. The other benefit is that the entry program can actually decide if the return program is executed. That's actually one of the reasons we did it, because in Tetragon, a very common use case is that we attach for the entry and for the exit. And in the entry, we do a lot of filtering. And based on the result of the filtering, we force the return probe to do some work. But before session attachment, we actually need to execute the return probe, and it needs to find out, do I have work or not? Now, from the entry program, we can actually say, OK, skip the execution of the return probe, and all the machinery to actually execute the return probe will be not triggered, so we save some cycles there. The entry and exit program, another nice feature is that they can actually share data.